We're going to do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 4. This is letter number 1216. This is dated on the third day of Slichas, Tavshin Yud Aleph, Brooklyn, New York. The third day of Slichas, as we mentioned last time, has a special we're getting closer to Rosh Hashanah, and there was a special time the Rebbe's would give special maimorim, special talks, and it's sort of getting very close. The number three over here is also significant. As we say, you need at least three slichas before you come to Rosh Hashanah. So this is a letter that the Rebbe writes in Yiddish, but he writes it to all sons and daughters of Israel. Wherever you are, may God be with you. Okay, may you live. And Hashem, and he says, lots of peace and blessing, many blessings. The Rebbe opens up. And the Rebbe said, oh, look at this. And I said, as I said last time, the Rebbe would write a letter to all of the Jewish community because the Rebbe was the Nasi, he was the leader. So it wasn't only limited to the Hasidim or to the people that knew him, but the Rebbe's job was to get all Jewish people involved and, you know, inspired before the high holidays. The Rebbe writes to them, on these days when we are parting between the old and new year, the year is going to be behind us and we're approaching the new year, which is coming upon us with the blessing for good and for blessing. It's a day of renewed spirituality and renewed accounting. So everybody comes up with a resolution that this coming year shall be better and more elevated in the daily life, in very practical accomplishments for yourself and for others. If all years, that is true by all years, so this year, it has a specific meaning because this coming year, Tavshin Yud Beis, which was 1952. It's in the middle. It changes in the middle of the year around Hanukkah time.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's a year of Shemitah. A year of Shemitah. What is the year of Shemitah? In some approaches, it's special, it's similar to Shabbat, to the Shabbos, which is the holy day amongst the 7 days of the week. So, likewise, the year of Shemitah is the holy year in the seven-year cycle. You have a day cycle of seven, and you have a seven-year cycle. And the Shemitah is the holy year. The Torah gives you a separate program for the Shemitah year. Shavs Haaretz, the land must rest. Shabbos LaHashem, it is a rest which is sanctified for Hashem. This is all in the very material sense. But there is a deeper and there is a spiritual sense. This means that this year needs to remind on Shavs Haaretz that you must cease, you must tear yourself away from materialism and coarseness. You must become a little bit more spiritual, that it tells the person. Shabbos LaHashem, it's resting for Hashem, which means you must shake off all false ideals and so-called spirituality, which at the end they lead you to even lower actions and coarseness. And you must rise yourself to the true refinement and spirituality through Torah and mitzvahs that were given from God. And I guess the Rebbe is referring to various different waves of different, you know, religions and different ideas that people have come up to refine themselves, which weren't based on the Torah. Those were just man-made or feel-good kind of ideas. Those are not going to lead you to really becoming a better person. They are going to lead you eventually even to worse. But It's the Torah and the spiritual way of Torah mitzvahs that were given from God. And the refinement and spirituality must penetrate the life in all details. Also when you eat, when you drink, when you do business, and so on. Even those matters that are connected to your physical and material daily life, they too need to be filled with the light of godliness. That should be penetrated with the idea it's a Shabbos, from a Shabbos and a Shemitah in our daily life. And we should hold on to our resolutions, to hold on, determined to hold on by the path of Torah and Mitzvahs with Mesiras Nefesh, with self-sacrifice. Our nation has already been chosen, and that this path of steadfast connection to Yiddishkeit, Mesiras Nefesh, has been something that we've chosen and we have already treaded through for more than 3,000 years. Then we will certainly merit a writing and a good sealing, the Shana Tova M'sukah, B'Tova Nir V'Nigla, a good and sweet year in the visible and revealed good. I bless and I accept blessings of Ksivach Sima Tova, and Rebbe puts down his name, his first name, then his mother's name, and his last name.